So we are in the middle of a presidential campaign, and we are still getting new details about Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the last presidential election, this time in the form of a filing from special counsel Jack Smith. Can you just explain what happened this week?
Yeah, absolutely. There were new things to learn, even though reporters and the January 6th Committee on Capitol Hill and many others have been spending a lot of time and energy digging up details. The difference here is that the Justice Department and the FBI had subpoena power. They could execute searches, and people felt the need or compelled to talk. And so we got some new details. Maybe the most significant to me was on the day of the Capitol riot itself, on January 6, 2021, the prosecutors asserted that it was Donald Trump himself who was sitting in a dining room off the Oval Office, watching Fox News and issuing some of the tweets himself that day. In particular, that tweet around 2:24 p.m. where he said his vice president, Mike Pence, lacked the courage to do the right thing. Remember, Trump and others had been leaning on Pence to kind of put a pause on the certification of the electoral votes, and Pence refused. And, you know, there was violence at the Capitol that day. Within a minute of Trump's tweet, Pence had been evacuated by the Secret Service. And then an aide came rushing in to tell Trump that there was chaos and danger at the Capitol, including toward Mike Pence. And according to this new filing, Trump replied, "So what?" So a lot of new detail here. Additional new detail, the former president allegedly said to his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared that the details about the election really didn't matter, and election fraud really didn't matter. You've just got to fight like hell. And so that is new evidence about what Trump said and did on key days, as well as his state of mind and about his criminal intent.